Sheriff, Washington felon arrested for 98th time after high-speed chase. By Amy Furr on March 24, 2026. A four-time convicted felon was recently arrested for the 98th time in Thurston County, Washington, after a high-speed chase. Two suspects were taken into custody after they allegedly went on a retail theft spree targeting several stores, Fox 13 reported Monday. Thurston County deputies zeroed in on their vehicle, which was going north on Interstate 5 in Olympia, and the suspects fled moments before law enforcement officers switched on their lights. The chase reached 100 miles per hour, but the pursuit was terminated after officers tried a pit maneuver but were unsuccessful. Video footage from Sheriff Derek Sanders showed officers pursuing the fleeing vehicle as it blew through multiple intersections. They later found the truck abandoned near College Street. A K-9 track was started when I located the two suspects walking through a nearby neighborhood. Both suspects were taken into custody at gunpoint. The female was turned over to Centralia PD for organized retail theft, Sanders stated. A search warrant was obtained for the truck, which had thousands of dollars of stolen merchandise from numerous businesses inside. Additionally, the suspect had a custom bong device built into the dash of the truck so he could comfortably smoke drugs while driving. A search warrant was also obtained for the blood of the driver for DUI prosecution, he added, noting deputies also found meth, heroin, and fentanyl inside the truck. The driver is a four-time convicted felon for numerous thefts, has 27 misdemeanor convictions, and 97 prior arrests. Tonight, he is back in jail for the 98th time on charges of DUI, eluding, and possession of narcotics, the sheriff said, noting the male suspect would face charges of organized retail theft. Data tracked by the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs showed the state continues having difficulty attracting and retaining police officers to guard communities. Como reported in February, the news coming after a man was accused of carjacking a Washington state trooper on Christmas Day in Seattle. Meanwhile, crime across the nation has reportedly been going down, and in a February article for Breitbart News, Representative Mark Harris, RNC, highlighted a poll from August 2025 showing 81% of Americans viewed crime as a problem in big cities. He then highlighted the progress made since President Donald Trump took office the second time. President Trump has delivered results. Homicide rates fell dramatically in 35 large U.S. cities in 2025, likely reaching the lowest level since at least 1900, he said. This marks one of the largest single-year drops on record, with violent crime declining across many major categories, adding that Democrat-run cities were plagued by crime due to sanctuary policies regarding illegal aliens, lenient sentencing, and reluctance to enforce the law. Harris added. The root issue remains clear: when consequences are weak, crime is emboldened. That's why President Trump is leading the charge to defund sanctuary cities that refuse to protect residents and instead shield those who break our laws. No more taxpayer dollars should reward jurisdictions that put politics above public safety. A person who remained anonymous complained about Sheriff Sanders' tactics in 2025, according to Fox 13, claiming they are dangerous. However, Sanders said, "It's kind of this weird gray line where I think they're trying to play with this idea that it's not law enforcement's job to go out and catch criminals. People are saying it's your fault, you guys are killing people. I 100% could not disagree more," he continued. "The people who are killing people in these car chases, in these DUI crashes, in these high-speed crashes where there isn't a cop behind them, they're sitting in jail right now pending murder charges."